Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders and Vault Dwellers, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots, and it is the end of the month. It's the end of April already, believe it or not. And that means it's time to hang out with our patrons and have a super wacky chat today about some of the companions that we would choose to either romance, marry, or kill. I have a feeling there is going to be some controversial decisions made. We've already been goofing around in the pre-show about some funny stuff, so I think we're primed and ready to go. But in order to welcome everybody, I'm going to read out everybody's names. We've got a full house, and after I read out your names, I'm going to count to three. Make sure you unmute, and everybody do a quick impression of one of the companions from Fallout 4. Here we go. We've got Stagger and Stumble with us, Lil Green, Germinator, Delisar, Scarcrow, Pumpkin King, the Omnissiah, and Nova joining again. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. Here we go. Get ready to unmute. 3, 2, 1.
Puny humans.
That was unexpected.
That was great. I love the little bits that you can pick up from everybody in there. Well, welcome everybody. This is so fun. Welcome back to the show, and welcome to those of you who are new to the show. So that's the topic for today. We're taking Fallout 4 companions. So real quick, I'm going to read through the list of all the companions you could potentially name. Some of them are going to be very strange if you choose a certain option for them, but we're going to go through all the companions just so you and our audience remembers everybody that was technically a companion in Fallout 4. So we have Kate, Codsworth, Curie, Paladin Dance, Deacon, Dogmeat, Hancock, MacReady, Nick Valentine, Piper, Preston Garvey, Strong, X688, Ada. Technically in the wiki it says Automatron. That's just a kind of a generic robot, so we're not going to have that one. Old Longfellow and Porter Gage. These are the options for today, and you need to tell me and the rest of us here who you would romance, and we all know what that actually means, who you would marry, and who you would kill. You've got to pick one for each. You can't skip anything. You got to go for one for each. So who would like to start us off? Who wants to go first? Anybody brave enough, sure about your decisions, willing to create some arguments or whatever? Who wants to go first? Nobody.
I volunteer. Oh, Lil Green to go first.
No, wait, you volunteered
Fine,
somebody
I'll
else?
I'll go first.
Well, no. That means Nova has to go first because you can't volunteer somebody
I'll
else.
I'll go second. Nova goes first.
There you go. So Nova, you get to go first. Good job.
Dang, my plan backfired. Oh, well.
Gotcha. So, okay. So let's start this off with the romance. Which one would you romance? And we're talking you. We're not talking your character in the game. We're talking you personally. If you had to romance one, marry another, and then kill another, what do you think? Nova's thinking. Nova?
Oh, sorry. I was trying to find the list again on the Wikipedia.
Yeah, I can read it out again if you want. It's Kate, Codsworth, Curie, Dance, Deacon, Dogmeat. Hopefully you're not romancing Dogmeat. That's weird. Hancock, MacReady, Nick Valentine, Piper, Preston, Strong, X688, Ada, Old Longfellow, and Porter Gage. Some of them are robots. One of them is a dog. Some of them are synthetic humans. One of them's a super mutant. Like, you've got a whole lot of options here. Ghouls.
Yeah. It's a very stratified list. I guess to go with Mary, I would say Nick Valentine.
You would marry Nick Valentine. Wow. So you're going straight right off with a synth right at the beginning.
Well, I wouldn't use straight to define that word, but yes.
Okay. Sure.
Yes, I would choose Nick Valentine simply because I think that he is the most interesting person out of all of them. He has well, some of those experience in life. He was a pre-war detective, brain scanned, woke up like 100 years later in a synthetic body, and then escaped out into the wasteland because of his brother. And since then, he's been continuing his career as a private eye detective for post-nuclear Boston.
Yeah, and definitely a very cool character, for sure.
Yes, he's very cool. I think it goes without saying that he is probably the most beloved of the companions out of all of them, or at least in the top three for out of Fallout 4.
Yeah, he's up there. I would agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I just think he would just, I think he'd be the best one to marry out of all of them.
Okay. So if you're marrying Nick, then who are you romancing and who are you killing?
I think I'm just going to kill Ada. I really hate Ada.
Really?
Why she just, yes, no pun intended, but she grinds my gears and I just get really frustrated by everything. Like her, every single interaction I have with her is just gritting. I just grit my teeth together and I just get super annoyed by her voice, by her actions, by her looks, and the entire quest line of Automatron. Mm-hmm. I just don't like it at all.
Wow. Okay. I'm sure some people are going to disagree with you there, but this is just personal stuff. Sometimes there's just personalities or people or robots in this case that you just don't get along with right away. So that totally makes sense.
Well, I'm going to correct that. I like the very end of Automatron, the entire facility, but I just hate getting up to there though. I just find that very infuriating. Okay. But yeah, I'm going to kill Ada.
Romance. Let's say you have a night of romantic entanglements with one of these. Which one do you choose?
I guess I'm just going to go. Yeah, let's go with Robert McCready.
McCready. Okay. Yes. Okay. So why McCready?
He is.
It's a handsome fellow.
Yes, he's very handsome, very outspoken. He's very. He's a tough, very masculine appearance, but then if you get on his good side, then he begins to warm up to you and has a more soft, caring, tender side. Like,
tough on the outside and kind of soft in the middle, like a good steak.
Yes, I suppose. And just like a good steak, he is also red on the inside.
probably very red on the inside.
Yeah, and so I feel like he would be the best lover in that instance.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Let's open this up. What do you all think about these choices?
I could agree with the first two. McCready, I'm iffy on. He wasn't my favorite companion. I didn't like Ada whatsoever.
Okay. So you were in agreement about Ada.
I totally agree about Ada.
Okay. All right.
But Nick Valentine was definitely up there for me on the Mary.
Yeah, well, he's a cool guy, you know. He's just kind of got that talking.
Yeah, he's got personality. He's got the voice.
Yeah,
that New York swagger.
Yeah, swagger. I think that's the right way to say that. Yeah, yeah. Anyone else want to chime in?
Story is one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, good story. Dalasar, did you want to say something?
Yeah, personally, I don't like Ada's voice, but as a character, I find her to be really intriguing.
Okay.
I wouldn't kill her.
Okay, so you would save Ada. All right. Well, these are some interesting choices. Good choices. I think there's probably ways of justifying a lot of these things. There's some of them that I would think are a little bit odd, but I think these are pretty solid to start us off with, Nova. So, all right, Lil Green, you're going next. You're going next. Who do you want to start with?
Alrighty. I guess Mary Kate.
Mary Kate. Wow. Yes. Really? Because she's got a rough background.
No.
She's a little emotionally.
We're putting this in like I'm in the Fallout universe, she could take care of herself. So that's the one thing I could like at least agree upon. And then like it's not having to worry about my partner in any way. So we just and also I have a thing for the Irish accent. Sue me.
Oh, I've mentioned before that like yes, she checks off all of my little boxes of like, yeah, she's pretty cute. She's got a good accent.
Yeah,
like,
no,
all that. She's a little spitfire. Okay, yeah. I like all of that.
I don't mind that. It's someone that would keep you on your toes, keep life exciting in the wasteland.
Because it's not exciting enough.
It's not exciting enough.
All right.
You have to worry about your partner trying to shank you.
Oh jeez. Yeah, just don't cross her. Don't do anything wrong and she'll be
exactly.
fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's see. Romance, I would just have to say Piper.
Okay.
I don't know, just it, she's an interesting, I feel like she has an interesting character, you know, like personality and stuff like that. So it'd just be like, eh, interesting to experience it for an evening. Past that, eh.
Okay.
And kill? It's a hard one. Because as I brought up in a previous episode, I still haven't beaten the entire game. Don't get on my case yet.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. But I mean, you can pick from the people that you are more familiar with.
It would probably just, like, I hate to say it, but Preston Garvey. Only because...
Oh, no!
No. It's only because I have the bad taste in my mouth of every time I see him. He's like, hey, fetch quest.
I need you to do more stuff for me. Hey,
yes.
I know you're busy, but I got work for you.
But, like... That's the only reason why I'm saying him, because it's just one of those things of like, oh, every time I see you, you give me work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really it. So,
okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's open this up. Killing off Preston. I have a feeling I'm just assuming here. Most of us are probably heterosexual males. So choosing Kate and Piper is probably going to be pretty common. Do you guys have any thoughts about either of those? Like this is an order that I would see as being kind of the opposite of what I would expect most people to choose, because Kate's a little bit more extreme. She's a little bit out there. And like we said, like, might gut you if you do her wrong. Piper is probably a little bit more stereotypical wife material, right?
Sane.
Yeah. Sane and hardworking and attractive and like the kinds of things that, you know, typically people would go for. But what do you all think?
I think Tom just called us all basic.
I'm not saying you're going to choose all this. I'm just saying the like if you were to poll the populace, the popular choices probably would fall into that range. That's just what my gut says. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. What do you think? Do you agree with Lil?
No, I agree. It's pretty similar to my list. I'll be honest. So yeah, maybe okay. You might have called us basic, but you're right.
I mean, those are the safer options, I guess you could say, if you're a heterosexual male, right? But we'll get into some of the other variants on what that can mean. Anybody have any feelings about Preston being murdered?
I wholeheartedly agree with that decision.
Wow. All right.
Same.
Germinator.
Same.
Germinator. Wow. No Preston
only
love.
Feelings.
Oh, man. Oof. Oof. All right, Lil. Looks like they're in agreement with you about this one.
Nice.
Wow.
I mean, if we were opening it up to...
If there wasn't like a gender thing, like if it wasn't like, oh, I'm heterosexual, so I'm definitely going to pick a female. Would you change your mind at all if it was just based on personalities?
If it was just based on personalities, I probably had to follow along with Nova a little bit with Valentine.
Nick Valentine,
being
okay.
Being Mary.
Okay.
Yeah, robosexual.
And then I would switch over.
Robosexual.
And then I would still, like, you know, do like a romance with Kate.
Wow. Okay. So she would become the romantic partner. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Cool. All right. Who wants to go next? Next on the list.
I will.
All right, Delisar, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm going to be 100% honest. I haven't gotten to experience all these companions. Like, I have no experience with Kate. So I would definitely romance Piper.
Mm-hmm.
Because, come on, a couple nights with her sound great.
She's a cutie. She's a cutie pie.
I would probably end up killing... Honestly, strong.
Ooh, super mutant. He would be tough to kill. But
he would be very tough to kill. He would be very tough to kill.
Okay, why strong?
But they're honestly,
you're gonna show him what the milk of human kindness is really made out of. Like what?
Yeah, for me, milk of human kindness is made out of like 20 mini nukes.
Oh my god.
Kind of hard to come back from that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I interrupted you. So what were you were about to say something? So for you,
oh, you're good, but for marrying, I have to go with Carrie. She's just especially once you get her the synth body, she's just something about her genuinely just draws my attention.
She's very caring. She's very warm and empathetic, right? Kind of almost motherly.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So as a spouse, those are characteristics, especially if you're going to have little robot baby children or eventually actual children, depending on which version of her, you know. I could totally see that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's Mary Curie, Kills Strong, and Romance Piper.
Correct.
All right. Let's open this up. What do you all think about Killing Strong? Is anybody like, no, not my boy Strong? Or is everybody like, yeah, if that's fine, he's a super mutant.
Yeah, I mean...
You go
first, Nova.
Yeah, go ahead, Nova.
I was going to say that I was teetering on... Like, it was between Strong, Gage, and Ada for me as who I was going to kill. And so I understand that. I just... like, Strong is an interesting character, but I don't think he brings as much to the table as... really many other ones do, though, as many other companions, because he's, you know, a brute, he's dumb, he's a super mutant, and it's there in like, and so like you can't exactly sneak around like you would be able to with other characters. All he wants to do is charge headfirst into battle, and I find that kind of annoying. So
yeah, I gotcha. He's, I mean, it's not his fault he's a super mutant, but he is limited because of that. Yeah, that makes sense. Lil?
Honestly, my kill was a close, Strong was a close second for my kill, just because super mutant, like I think currently in my game, he is my companion, but it's just like, I felt nothing to him. I just kind of brought him along to try and do his side quest thing. I'm just like, I could have, you know, take it or leave it. So meh.
Yeah.
I don't have strong feelings for or against Strong.
Gotcha. So he's kind of just off on the neutral side of things. So
yeah, he's just kind of a meh character for
me. Take him or leave him. I thought it was fun rolling around the wasteland with the big super mutant as your buddy. Like, there is some fun to that, but again, like you both have said, kind of limited. So
also, one other thing I would add about Strong is that he is a major liability if you're going to be in the Fallout world, because people are going to probably shoot on 7C super mutant and they're not going to be like, oh, it might be friendly. No, their entire experience up to this point has been with roid rage super mutants, basically. And so you're putting yourself at risk just having him around, really.
Right. That's true.
In a real life setting.
Sure. Yeah. That totally makes sense.
That's kind of where my decision came from with it. I figured if I was walking around with him, I was most likely going to get killed.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
My thing is,
go ahead, Pumpkin.
He dislikes anything you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's the whole thing. You try to do this thing, he's like, Strong dislike that. What did I do?
Right. Definitely not marriage material.
That's my thing about him, is he just doesn't like anything.
Yeah. Anybody else have any thoughts on Curie as marriage material?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it doesn't bother you, the whole having been a robot thing, or currently is a robot still, depending on where you are in the story?
Nope.
Totally cool with that?
You can get robot wives these days, so I don't know.
We are going through the AI revolution right now. And the idea
just
that,
look at my name.
Yeah. The idea that we can have robot or synthetic people walking around isn't too far away, probably. It's kind of crazy to think about. So, all right. Well, thank you, Delisar. Who wants to go next?
I'll go just so I can stir the pot.
Omnisiah. Yeah. Stir the pot up.
And I don't want no hate for this, because this is... just for funsies.
Okay,
so
that's fine.
My kill, and we're really going to start with a hot take, is going to be dog meat.
Oh no!
That dog has gone through how many games? There's something unnatural about that dog.
Well, it's a different dog in each one, but if you were to make some sort of argument that it's somehow the same dog, then that's super weird. Yeah, that is weird. Yeah. But yeah, it's even a different type of breed of dog depending on the game. But yeah, it's okay. So dog meat.
He's a shapeshifter. That's what I'm saying.
Oh man, he's a cryptid.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
As far as romance, I'm gonna go with. I'm sticking with Little Green with that one. Definitely Kate, because like you said, checks all the boxes.
Checks all the boxes. Yeah. Okay.
Checks all the boxes. All
right.
And then for Mary, I'm going to go with Paladin Dance.
Interesting. Okay, so Dance Revolution, Paladin Dance.
Oh yeah.
All right. Why Dance?
Because he is a. He has a stern exterior, but once you like start to break him down, he genuinely cares about his people. And that's incredibly hard to find in the wasteland.
Loyal. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Hardworking, puts himself in danger. That's kind of difficult with a spouse, somebody who's constantly in danger. How do you feel about that? Like, all right, I got another mission. I'll be back in a week, hopefully.
Oh, well, I've lived that life already. So, I mean,
so you're comfortable
I
with
currently
it?
Live that life. I've been in the military and I'm married to somebody in the military. So,
yeah, well, it takes a certain personality to be okay with that, right? Like, that's just not something anybody could be okay with, because I haven't lived through that, but I know that I wouldn't want to. And I would assume that certain people can do that and some people can't. Do you find that that's
a talent?
Yeah.
If you want to call it that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Then, but so being that that's where you come from and you're comfortable with that, that makes sense. All right. So let's open this up. What do you think about dog meat being on the kill list?
Kill the dog.
Yeah. It's like every movie where there's a dog, you're like, and don't hurt the dog.
Okay. But going by his logic with it, I could see it. It's just like, all right, why is this dog like here in like almost every single game? Something's a little fishy, but like, understandably, different dog. They're just using the same name, mm-hmm. but like with his logic, I could see it.
Okay.
Not condoning it, but like I could see it.
All right. I mean, it also isn't a person, so there's that. Like, if you have to save the people, then sorry, the animals might have to go first. You can make that argument. Nova?
I'm gonna.
Oh, I don't know who was talking first, Nova or Germinator.
Germinator can go.
Go ahead, Germ.
I'm going to say that somebody spent a little bit too much time around Megaton there, getting that idea in your head with killing poor old dog meat. He ain't done nothing wrong.
Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. Poor dog meat.
That you know of.
He might be a shapeshifter.
You never possibly doubt.
Yeah. Nova, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that no bark over here probably has been stung in the head too many times by a rat scorpion.
oh, no. All right. What do you think about... did you have more? Go ahead.
No, I was joking about the shape-shifting part because no bark sees ghosts and stuff like that, even though they're there. Yeah, personally, I think that the robots would be much more expendable than an actual living being would in this circumstance. Even if it's just a dog, it's still something that's living and breathing, while a robot, in theory, can be reprogrammed and put into a different suit or into a different body. And so I think there's arguments to be made that they're much more expendable than a living, breathing person would be. So even if it is a shape shifter, it is still a shape that still has definition and is not a living being. So,
yeah. Well, isn't this the whole debate, is at what point is a person a person? Is a synthetic human a person just like a regular human? Are certain levels of synths more people than other ones? What about robots like Codsworth or Curie? Are they still, if they're self-aware, are they people or are they just robots still? Right. Like that's one of those open-ended questions that is so fun to debate. So in your mind, you're saying somebody like Ada or Codsworth would be on the chopping block before dog meat?
Well, yeah, because they're their entire memory bank can be downloaded onto a USB drive or a holotape in this case and inserted into another robot, put all the exact same hardware on there, and then all of a sudden you have the same robot, basically.
But what if to kill them would mean to wipe their memory completely and not be able to rebuild them? Just like a person, right? Like if you were to kill a person, you couldn't rebuild them.
Yeah. In that case, I guess it really does depend on how advanced of an AI it actually is. Like if it's just like your baseline, like ChatGPT, then that's not personhood. But if it's someone who is, well, it's like Curie, then there's arguments to be made that they have the same level of sentience as a person would.
Or Nick Valentine would, right? Yes. Like we're probably way more willing to say Nick is a person because his personality was downloaded from a person, yes, but he's in a body of a robot, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, he is definitely a person.
Whereas like somebody like Curie seems to have, their code seems to have evolved self-awareness at some point.
Yeah. And I would consider that a person if they're able to self-identify and take the mirror test and identify that is me, that is my body I'm looking at right now, then that is a person.
Yeah, it's tricky. There's like the definition of all of this is very tricky. We could do a whole episode about like debating like where is the boundary? What would you consider? And I have a feeling that we as like humans in the real world will have this conversation a lot over the rest of our lives, trying to figure out where those boundaries are. And then the Terminators will destroy us all, and that'll be awesome. So, all right. So
tangent. Let's get back onto the program.
So any other thoughts on these ones, these choices?
Personally, yeah. I say don't mess with the skinwalkers, don't mess with the shifters, don't kill dog meat, stay away.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, well, we are in the middle of the show. I'm gonna go thank our patrons, you, all of you, and everybody else who helps support the show, and then we'll be back with the rest of you and your choices, and we'll find out if anybody agrees with anybody else or if we have some more controversial takes on this. So don't go anywhere.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest still eager to serve.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. This is where I get to thank our patrons, all of you, and everybody else who supports the show, including our newest patrons, the Pumpkin King, who's here with us, Cooper, Delisar, who's also here with us, and that's it. It's been a week. I was over at in Las Vegas for the Elder Scrolls Online event last week, so I'm sorry I missed an episode, but I'm back, and catching up on all this stuff is always a lot of fun. We have a lot of reviews that came in. I'm not going to read all of them because we'll just spend the rest of the episode because everybody's been so nice leaving reviews. But before I get to that, thank you to all 80 of our current patrons and to all of our Sentry Bots who get shouts out every week. Cooper, Dylanar, Germinator, Larry D, Mark C, thank you so much for your support and for everybody helping out keeping the show going. I really do appreciate it. If you are interested in checking out what you can get on the Patreon, patreon.com/falloutlorecast is the place to go. Ad-free episodes and t-shirts and stickers, all sorts of different things. Joining us on chats like this, go check that out. All right, let's I'm going to read through some of these reviews that came in over this last week real quick, and this will be fun. So we've got this one came in from White Broccoli in the United States, who wrote, "You are the best. My love for the Fallout games lore has been filled with all the expertise of Tom or robots. I listened to this while at work and while playing the games. Thank you, Tom, for creating the vast world of lore knowledge. The best, the best, the best." I think I might have read this last week, but maybe the date changed or something. But thank you, White Broccoli. We also have Paul Slazem from the Netherlands, who wrote, "It will make you want to play Fallout all the time. I was looking for a podcast to listen to on a 12-hour flight to my holiday destination, Thailand. I stumbled upon this and thought, I played 3476 in New Vegas. That should be fun." And fun it was. "Something you don't often say about a 12-hour flight. I loved the podcast so much that I kept listening to it on holiday, an hour swimming in the pool, an hour listening to Fallout Lorecast. I got so inspired in thinking about different character builds that I wanted to try. I kind of missed having a gaming device. The holiday was amazing, but the questions, the insights, and the amazing storytelling made me want to go home and play Fallout again. I did. I started a 10 charisma character that permanently drinks alcohol in Fallout 4 and have spent another 60 hours in the game since. Thank you, robots, and please keep going." That is amazing. I love a charisma build, especially when they have like personality quirks, like they're constantly drunk or something. That's great. So thank you so much for that. We also have one from Pro Gamer in the US, who writes, "Amazing podcast. I've loved listening to this podcast while I'm at work. I drive for Amazon, so I'm always on the road." Hey, like some of our other friends. "I've loved Fallout since Fallout 3 and been loving the games and this podcast. Because of this podcast, I enjoy listening to the Modus Files and every other Fallout podcast on the Robots Radio Network. 10 out of 10 would recommend to everyone who enjoys Fallout and the ever-expanding world. Thank you for this amazing podcast." Well, thank you, Programmer. And then we've got one more from Bambino XP85 in Germany. I love all these international ones, too. "Fun to listen to. I mostly listen to this podcast while on my 45-minute walk to work." Wow, that's a long walk. "Every time I listen, the more I want to play the games and look forward to the weekends." I almost said Wastelands, but I guess that would make sense if you're jumping back into the games. "The Lorecast is great and has found its groove. I've learned so many things that I had missed in the games. This Lorecast filled the gaps. I love the patron calls because they sometimes get wacky, like this one is. Fallout has been my companion for 12 years, and I hope it still will be the next 12 years. Keep up the great work, robots, and keep it coming. P.S. We really need some Fallout 3 and New Vegas remakes." Absolutely. We absolutely do. I think all of you probably agree with that as well. So thank you for everyone who took the time to leave reviews on Apple Podcasts. I will read out 5-star reviews in the future. Also, rating this on Spotify is an awesome way to help out. And you can comment on the newest episodes and say what you liked about the episode. So thanks to everybody for your support. Let's get back to the rest of the show.
"If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them."
All right, we're back. Who wants to go next? Who's ready to go? About half of you have yet to go. Stagger, do you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. I've been like racking my brain trying to figure out how to do this without sounding like a degenerate.
Okay. Well, you have to kill somebody, so you're going to be a degenerate for just murder anyway. So that's just how it's going to go. All right. So who are we starting with?
I also started with Romance, Marry, Kill.
Sure. We can start with Romance.
Mm-hmm. Probably Kate. Okay. Go with Kate. I feel like my romance and marriage choices are going to be like pretty vanilla, heterosexual.
Yeah,
guy.
There's not a whole lot of, if you're heterosexual male, there's not a whole lot of ladies to choose from. Like half the ladies are robots.
Yeah, I like Kate. She checks a lot of the boxes, but I am also a recovering drug addict, and I feel like there's just too much baggage there. Like together, like I don't think we could make it work.
Yeah, but so not marriage material, right? Yeah. Fun little fling.
Not marriage material for me because I have too many of my own problems.
That makes sense. All right, so who would you marry then?
Kiri.
Kiri's marriage material.
Another one. Definitely marriage material. Like, kind of checks the mommy issues a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're planning to have kids, having somebody who's got that personality, it's going to be good for raising kids. That totally makes sense. You want your kids to have a good mom.
Plus, I feel like in the wasteland and stuff, she's like also a trained doctor still, like, even in the synth body. Like,
that's true.
Take care of everything. Be very pragmatic as well.
Absolutely. Okay, so who are you going to have to murder? Who will you be killing?
MacReady.
Wow. You're killing somebody's spouse now. That was a spouse choice, right? I'm losing track because we've done so many of these now.
I'm still upset about Little Lamplight.
Or was MacReady a romance?
He was a romance.
He was a romance one. That's right. Oh, yeah. So, okay. So you're, and is this vengeance? What is this?
Yes.
Yes. It's just yes. All right. Let's open this up. What do you all think about that? Kate and Carrie, we've talked about a good bit. What do you think about killing MacReady?
I have to fight you on that.
Over my dead body.
Let's go. Ship me now.
Germinator, I mean, what do you think?
I'm certain he won't be missed.
Oh, no.
He also won't miss you.
My suppliers didn't even find him in the first couple of playthroughs.
Yeah, he's not one of the more regularly used or picked characters, probably. My gut would say, probably. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean he deserves to die. But, you know, it'll just go how it goes. Anybody else have any thoughts on this? Lil?
I mean, I feel like Curie, honestly, is like, I don't know her like from my playthroughs at all yet, but she does sound like a very solid marriage choice. Is that what Stagger did?
Yeah.
If you know, in the synth body, you don't have to worry about like feeding or like, you know, radiation or anything. Like, there's a lot of benefits to having that in the wasteland. So
yeah,
I see it being a good choice, and also mad props for Stagger, really just like just speaking the truth about everything.
Okay,
so only once. Oh, like, all right, yeah, no, that's it. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's fine. All right, I think that's gonna wrap that one up. Who wants to go next? Let's see. We have who hasn't gone yet? Pumpkin, Germinator.
I'll take it.
Pumpkin, you ready?
Yeah. So I'm going to marry Paladin Dance.
Okay, another. This is the second Mary Dance, right?
Because the dude's dedicated.
Yeah, well, he's a handsome guy, too, you know? Like,
I mean, like, that voice. Ooh.
He's got a good voice. Yeah, okay. So you're marrying Dance. Who are you romancing?
Oh, this one's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be Hancock.
I was wondering if Hancock was going to show up, because Hancock is some people's... Well, some people have a thing for Hancock.
Hancock is one of the smoothest people you'll meet in that game.
Yeah, I think smooth is a good choice. He's dangerous, but he's... I can see why you would want to romance, maybe not marry, but yeah.
And then kill... I'm going to go Longfellow.
Longfellow, okay, the old man, because he doesn't have that many years left anyway. What's the choice there?
The guy just kind of felt like he was just there for a tour guide. He didn't feel like a companion.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it was more the fact of like, he didn't seem that useful, because my first playthrough, he helped me get to Arcadia, and then I just stopped using him.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I haven't used him much. And it was partly because he's like a DLC companion. I'd already had my favorites kind of picked and was running with by then. But yeah, like he's got that like old man in the sea kind of thing going on.
Yeah. It's like it gives the sea captain from The Simpsons vibes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Let's open this up. What do you all think about that? Do you feel bad for Longfellow? Anybody care? Everyone's like, nah, it's fine.
Nah.
What? Longfellow's great.
Oh. Nova standing up for Longfellow.
He has that northern country like roughness to him that is very like
an old sailor, like an old captain.
Exactly. Yes, but he's also I feel like he also has that redneck vibe to him. Not really redneck, but backwoods vibe to him. Mm-hmm. To where he like obviously knows how to take care of himself. He has a lot of great stories, and he is a prolific hunter. And so it's like old age his hips probably give out on anything else. But I don't think he deserves to die.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. Any other thoughts on Pumpkin King's choices? Another one for Paladin Dance. Another Paladin Dance marriage material.
I have nothing against Hancock, but I just can't deal with the Playboy. And that's...
Oh, I thought you were going to say the ghoul thing.
No.
Like, the ghoul thing doesn't bother you as, like, a romanceable character.
The ghoul thing doesn't bother me, but, like, as a friend, great, fine, no problem, I don't care. Any sort of a partner, I can't deal with the Playboy mentality.
Because, yeah, I can see how that would be a turnoff. But for some people, that's a turn on.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, confidence is great. But the overly confident and the flaunting of it, that is, like... No, you got to be a little, you got to check your ego.
A little humility mixed in, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. See, now to counter that is you just got to get on his level.
But like
okay.
I mean, if I had to get on someone's level just to like feel like the relationship would be good enough, that like, listen, love is like a fart. If you have to force it, it is probably crap.
This is the best quote of the episode, I think. Can we make a t-shirt? Can we make a t-shirt?
Romance and not marriage.
Oh my god. Love is like a fart. Oh man. Wow. Okay. All right. I mean, I hear what you're saying, Logreen. I also know that Hancock's the smooth, like, cocky playboy thing works for some people really well. So I guess it just depends on who you are, like, with a lot of these.
I feel like the quote he said is it would come from Hancock, though.
I know, right? Like, in my head, it's a t-shirt with Hancock's picture in that quote, even though he didn't say it.
Yeah, that sounds like something he would 100% say.
Right. Well, if you ask me, love's like a fart. Just like, yeah, absolutely. All right, Pumpkin, that was a good one. Who wants to go next? We only have a few left. Germinator, what are you thinking?
So I'm looking
at this. Oh no, you've turned into a robot.
Scientifically, and looking at all that.
Okay, you're back.
Obviously, romance.
Sorry, we couldn't hear you for a second. It was all robot-y. You're saying you would do this scientifically? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so.
Okay.
For the romance part, for the spiciness and, shall we call it, adventure. Mm-hmm. I pick Kate, okay. Obviously.
All right.
It makes kind of sense. She's kind of feisty. For Mary, obviously Curie in her synth form because she's got an insane amount of hit points. She get the combat medic perk. And she's got 11 intelligence. So...
Yeah. Smart.
You know?
Yeah.
Whereas, I mean, Codsworth's got 16 intelligence. I don't know how. If you look at the stats.
Yeah, well.
And Kill, I would go with X688.
Okay.
Because, I mean.
Just down with the synths.
It's just a robot.
Yeah. 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 Okay. What do you all think about that? What do you think about all those? Kate and Curie again, X688 on the chopping block.
I can see that. I can understand that. I just want to point out that you missed a joke when you said down with the synth, and my brain went down with the synthness.
Down with the synthness. Yeah. Yeah.
But no, like, I totally get it. The character of X, whatever, I don't remember his name because I never choose him.
Yeah, I don't know how many people who do. He's one of the, I think he was one of those characters that they were like, well, we should at least have this as an option. But
yeah, it really was. It was like No, forget what I was about to say because I have no clue where I was going with that.
Okay. All right. Any other thoughts?
I think the Germany are just partial to Kate because she's a criminal and he's Australian, so they go together like a
criminal and Australian. The whole like Australia was founded by criminals
oh
thing.
My God.
Oh no! How do you feel about that as an Australian germ?
Whoa! Listen here, Sonny Boy. Just because we had some fun with the British, you guys aren't exactly ones to talk.
We kind of did the same thing. I mean, we were a bunch of rebels and cowboys.
Throw tea into a harbor.
That was it. That was all we did was throw tea in a harbor, and then
all just unite in our hate of the British.
Yeah, there you go. We shouldn't be arguing with the Australians. We should be teaming up with them against the British.
Down with the Islanders.
Hey, I'll send a battalion of cassowaries and an army of emus. That'll fix it.
That will fix it.
The Australian army couldn't fight those. Neither could the British army.
God. All right. Who's left? I mean, have we done everybody? We're down to Scarcrow, right? Scarcrow's the only one left, I think. Scar, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, I'm at work.
Yeah, no problem. I know you're busy. You got a minute? You want to chime in?
Yeah, I'm good right this second. So,
okay, who are you going to romance?
That would be Hancock.
Hancock as the romance. Okay, so another romance for Hancock. Same reasons?
Yeah.
Personality, smooth guy.
Some of his personality is actually similar to my actual wife's personality, so
okay,
that kind of helped that.
That tracks. That makes sense.
And then for marriage, it's going to be Kate and some of the same situations.
So, okay, I mean, there are similarities between Kate and Hancock. Traits. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they also share personality traits with my wife, so it just tracks. And then for Kill, I'm killing Gage. I did not like him.
Okay, so you're taking out Porter Gage. You just don't like the whole like Raider thing, or what's the deal with that?
I did not like him. I did not like the quest that you had to deal with him. I also had a lot of bugs with trying to do the whole nuclear world thing, but I did not like him as a character.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. What do the rest of you think? This is the first time Gage has come up. What do you think about killing Gage?
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. Germinator's for it. I'm surprised that he didn't come up as a kill more.
I didn't mention him, that he was on the tip of my tongue.
He was one on my list, but
you can go.
Yeah. And so both of you, he was on both of your lists. Yeah. So he was on, it just didn't make it to the end, but was one of the top three choices for killing.
He was on my kill list as well.
Okay. Pumpkin. So just didn't quite get to the end until right now with Scarcrow. Interesting. All right. So we didn't talk about Codsworth. Nobody chose Codsworth. I didn't know if maybe somebody would choose Codsworth as a marriage option, because Codsworth would, especially if you wanted to have like the stay-at-home spouse while you wandered off in the wasteland and did whatever you're doing, Codsworth would take care of your home pretty well.
Just feels incestuous because he already lived at your house before as part of your family.
It's true. It is. I guess that is a little weird. But if it's you and not the character you're playing in the game, then that could be different. Deacon didn't come up. I thought Deacon might be a good romanceable character. Some people find Deacon attractive. Any thoughts on Deacon?
He's a chronic liar.
There is that. But for a romance, though, not for marriage, for like a fling, right?
He's literally two-faced. He's got how many plastic surgeries now to change his face?
Yeah, right. Like
I think it's more than two-faced, though.
Yeah, it might be.
He would be reliable, and he would just go behind your back on many things. Like, even if it's out of, like, even if he did love you, it'd still be like, I can't keep... I can't not tell lies to you because it's just who I am. And so it would be a level of trust that will never build up, and that never goes anywhere good.
You also got to think Deacon was, and it was proven that he did stalk you throughout the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is a thing. So Deacon didn't come up. Dog meat, not really. I mean, we got a kill for dog meat, but that was about it. And obviously dog meat's a dog. But Hancock came up, MacReady came up. Nick Valentine came up, Piper came up a little bit at the beginning. Preston Garvey came up as murder. Nobody wanted to marry Preston Garvey or romance Preston Garvey. I don't think that came up at all. Shaking some heads. Nope, nope, nope. I mean, he's a noble fellow. He's putting it, you know, he's helping out the wasteland. He's nope. All right. Nobody wants that one.
I've always thought of Preston Garvey as the Miniman version of Paladin Dance almost. Like they have almost the same personality, not personality, but the same desire where they just go and go and go for their own factions, and they will do anything for their own factions, for their own people.
Yeah, both very loyal, very dedicated. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Strong came up as a murder, as a kill. No romancing Strong. That would be weird. Being that he's a super mutant, also marriage, also weird. Super mutant. X688 came up. Ada came up a little bit. Longfellow got offed. Nobody's romancing Longfellow. And Porter Gage killed as well. Nobody's romancing Gage. So that's where we're at. Man, that was fun. Any last thoughts before we wrap this up? Anything else that we didn't cover? Nope. All right. I think that's it. I think we covered this pretty well. Thank you all for joining me. We're going to go back through everybody, and feel free to share any of projects you've got going on, things you're putting out there in the world or the internet that you want people to hear about. Or you can just say, hey, thanks for being here. You can, you know, message me on the Discord or on my Twitter or whatever. And let's just go through the list. We've got Stagger joining us again. Thank you, Stagger, for being here. I know you went away for a little bit. You came back. I'm glad you're back. Anything you want to share?
No, not really. I don't have any hobbies.
Just playing games, listening to podcasts.
Yeah, I play video games, and I'm probably going to do my first powerlifting competition in like 4 or 5 months.
That's freaking cool. Like, I wish I'm the kind of person who does the gym for a little while, and then I'm like, I get lazy, and then I do the gym. But like powerlifting competition, good luck with that. That sounds awesome. Nice. All right, Lil Green.
Well, if anybody wants to reach out to me, you could always hit me up on the Discord, or you could follow me on Instagram. I know a bunch of you have been doing that recently. I'm actually churning through a bunch of stuff that I've shot recently. So I've got some new stuff actually coming out, and
new
some
photos.
Things on the
nice.
Horizon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So other than that, if you want to reach out to me, just make sure you tag me, because that's the only way like I can find people's messages sometimes.
Sure. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us again.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Germinator, I'm glad you got to not have to be on the road in your truck and having weird internet stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm technically on the road, but I've got the morning off, so I'm sitting here nice and bright and early. Sun's only just come up about half an hour ago, so.
Yeah, crazy how the globe works. That's nuts. Anything you want to share before you go?
I mean, I'm still posting some videos and photos from my drone shots from the Pilbara and the Kimberley on my Instagram.
Nice.
Which you can all find through my Discord. So
Germinator with an 8.
Yep.
So Instagram, Germinator. Got it. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. Delisar, I'm glad you were able to join us this week. This has been awesome. You got anything you want to share?
I mean, I'm a blacksmith, and I'm thinking about opening up commissions here in the next few weeks. So
cool.
I'll let y'all know for sure if I do.
So do you do like blades and stuff like on the TV show where they make like knives and
Forged
swords?
And Fire.
Yeah, man. You do that stuff?
Yeah, I make blades, armor. I try to keep everything I make as close to historically accurate as I can.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Well, if you have pictures of stuff you do, feel free to share it. I'd love to see it, and I know a lot of people probably think it's really cool.
Will do.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. And then Scarcrow, thanks for being here too. You got anything you want to share? I don't know if... Oh, are you able to talk?
Yeah. Yeah, I just had to step out back. But, just reach out to me on Discord. I don't really do anything but game and work. And since me and my wife just moved, unpacking. So that's always fun.
Yeah. Well, I hope the move went well. And thanks for joining us and making time during your work to make this work out. All right. Yep. Pumpkin King, thanks for being here. You got anything going on?
Oh,
Currently, I don't have much going on, but I do have a Twitter that I'm trying to get into cosplay with.
Cool.
So currently, it's just the only things on there is my really very bad version of Leon from Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
Well, but cool. You could follow me at it is the Pumpkin King, which the E in the is a 3 and the I's in both Pumpkin and King are 1s.
Got it. Got it. Well, cool. Yeah, definitely share some more pictures and things and post them on the Discord too when you do stuff.
I will.
Love to see that.
And that's awesome. I plan on doing some Fallout ones too.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And then Omnisaya, you got anything going on? There you are.
The project that I'm working on is going to have to kind of get put on hold, unfortunately, due to financial issues because we're... Oh, no, sorry. I must have bad internet.
It's all right. You're back. So what was the project you were working on?
It's something... my name gives it a hint. I'm trying to put together a podcast for a Warhammer lore, which I've done some research, and I haven't really found any good ones yet. So I was just seeing if there was a market out there for it.
Yeah, there was like one major one that I'm aware of, but most of the really cool lore stuff is all on YouTube. That was kind of the area that I came into with Fallout, was that there was a lot of good Fallout lore on YouTube, but there wasn't a whole lot on podcast. So that's where I was able to kind of find my niche. So maybe that means there's an opening. Maybe you're finding the right spot to do something.
I'm hoping so, but because of some possible moves to out of state and a vacation coming up, that project's going to have to get on hold for a little bit until I can allocate some funds to it.
Yeah,
but other than that, I'm on the Discord. I check it just about every day.
Awesome.
And I don't have any other social medias.
Well, cool. So. Yeah, we'll definitely share some stuff if things start picking up and you decide to launch the show. I'm sure there's people out there. I like that stuff, and I'm sure a lot of other people would too. So that's awesome. Well, thanks for joining us. And then Nova, wrapping this up. Nova, I know you got stuff.
Hello.
Hey.
Just wanted to thank you for allowing me to be on this podcast yet again. It is always the highlight of my months.
Well, thank you for supporting the show. It goes both ways. So
yes, yeah. I'm trying to be polite. I'm just mostly working through my day, still going through college, doing all that jam. I have a YouTube, which is Supernova, so capital S and then UPER and then capital N 0, capital V, capital A. Look for the golden retriever dog icon. And I just posted a video about 2 weeks ago titled "The Forgotten Precursors of Fallout." That is all about the pre-war great powers. So
nice.
United States, China, European Commonwealth, Middle East Coalition, and the Soviet Union, which I was very proud about. And it turned out a lot longer than I originally intended for it to be. So that's always fun.
Yeah, projects can grow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
everybody should go check out your YouTube channel. So thanks for joining us again. And everybody, thank you for being here. This was always super fun. And I'm glad you're joining us. I hope you decide to join us again next month. And we were almost going to talk about Fallout Mysteries. I have a feeling that might be on the list for next month. And there's a lot of really cool mysteries out there. We've got a list, and it could be a really cool conversation. So we might be getting that. I'm going to have to keep myself off that topic until we discuss it as a Patreon. So I'm not going to ruin it. So I'll make a point to do that. But thank you all for being here. Chat, thank you for being here as well. And I'll be back next week with a regular episode. And then we'll be back with our patrons again at the end of next month. So everybody, stay safe out there in the wasteland. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID.
because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID, or visit your local DMV, and then you'll be cleared for takeoff.